to check in live on the telephone with R.W. Estella. Good morning, R.W.
Hey, good morning, Allison. Being in the past few days just opposite of the sun, Jupiter rose at sunset last night, and by 10 o'clock was quite high and quite bright in the eastern sky, although our own burgeoning moon was shining brightest. And while tomorrow the moon will be at apogee, or at its furthest distance from Earth, Jupiter is at its closest distance to Earth since 1963, and it will not be this close again until 2022. What does closest mean in this regard? Only 368 million miles away. That's four times the distance from the Earth to the Sun. As Albert Einstein was wont to say, it's all relative. Day after tomorrow, we'll have the autumnal equinox, and the day after that, September's full moon, which for at least a couple of reasons is called the harvest moon. For starters, it's nearest the fall equinox, traditionally the signal that light and heat are no longer sufficient to help grow much of most things anymore, and it's time to harvest what still remains in the fields. Also, the harvest moon rises only half an hour later each successive night instead of the usual hour for most full moons, offering farmers a brief but important spell of several nights of consistent light to harvest their crops well into the evening. My own sentiments about the harvest moon, however, are mixed. I did a lot of second and third plantings of various stuff. I'm hoping to see, as I have in previous years of late plantings, plenty of carrots, radishes, sweet corn, green beans, chili peppers, crookneck squash, and pumpkins to keep coming through October and into early November near our south-facing wall, so that the harvest moon is not exactly an end, as far as I'm concerned. The autumnal equinox is also interesting in its own right. Like the spring equinox, the fall equinox is the only other day each year when the sun rises due east and sets due west for everyone on Earth except for at the poles. Within the few days on either side of each equinox are also the only 2 days each year that the days and nights are exactly of equal length for everyone on Earth except for at the poles. Hence the term for that time, equinox. Yet this third week of September has been most important to me for more than half my life because my son Gabriel came in as the proverbial last rose of summer 33 years ago today. Happy birthday, Gabe. I'll watch the stellodoral lilies and hollyhocks and the nicotiana do their thing for a while longer through this cusp of seasons, and I know their time is short. But I also know that the time from the autumnal equinox to the winter solstice will pass quickly, and that once we've reached that juncture, the days will begin getting brighter and longer again, and that spring will not be far behind. But I'm rushing things. Right now, we're happy with these moments, with a few nights bright with Jupiter and a harvest moon, and with days that gradually turn the colors and the light into shades of what's gone and what's to come. From Orono, Maine, have a great day.